Ghana.
It is 7:25. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Back to school was last week, Wednesday. And yeah, with that obviously came chaos. I think that's really the best word to describe it, because more than 800,000 Namibian children, returned to school, to the classroom, to the country's 1,966 state and private schools combined, of which, by the way, 135 schools are based in the Comas region, as indicated by the 2022 school report. And I mean, the numbers indicate one thing, Shekwan, that the school placement situation is still very much an issue and a headache.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's just no way. The problem went away within days. It opened last week, Wednesday. Over 800,000 kids went back to school.
Yo.
Highly doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look at the numbers.
No, absolutely, man. I agree with you. I mean, you know, but also just hearing the stats and really trying to make sense of that number, and then you look at the number of schools. It's wild, man.
Yeah.
But then also, highly doubted, because how, when just last week, I remember reading an article where I think 1,000 or more children needed schools in the Kavango East alone.
1,000
or more. It definitely had to be a little bit more, probably 1,100 or so. But I remember seeing an article in the paper, and they had gathered at a stadium in Rundu, if I'm not mistaken, to try and find placement. And this was according to the Director of Education in the Kavango East region, Fanuel Kapapero. So that's just one region, right? And then you obviously can't help but wonder what the other numbers, or what the numbers are for the other regions.
So, I mean, again, there's just no way that the school placement issue has magically been resolved or disappeared. I mean, a number of factors could be attributed to the placement issue. And, I mean, it could be parents leaving it until the very end to actually look for a school.
Okay. No, that could be.
That could be a factor. Mm-hmm. The issue of duplication, by the way, which we'll put into context in a few as well. Or parents moving from region to region. That could also be an issue. Now, on the subject of parents leaving it until late to look for school. Shekwan, you see, the principal of A. Shipena Secondary School, I just want to put something into perspective for you.
Okay.
The principal of A. Shipena, right? Abudi Moses Haufiku, was quoted by a local daily saying that with their grade 8 alone, A. Shipena, deep in the Tura Daso and Vanaheda, received over 800 applications just for grade 8.
True.
Of which the school could only accommodate, wait for it, 200.
No way.
So even if I applied earlier, last year, on time, the chances of my child not getting accepted was still exceptionally high.
True.
With these odds, 800 to 200. Let's look at the issue of duplication, right?
True.
Because the odds are terrible in this case, especially in terms of now Shipena, where 800 applicants are received, but only 200 can make it.
Yeah, yeah.
No parent is stupid enough to just apply at one school because of those odds.
I know, you run around like crazy.
You run around. Normally, you would apply everywhere and hope one fish bites.
Mm-hmm.
But what is also true is that when more than one fish bites, we as parents, and we're guilty of this, we rarely, as parents, go back to the schools that that accepted our kids and say, thank you, but you can take my child's name off the list. She or he has been accepted somewhere else, unless the registration is refundable, which is rare also.
Which a lot of the times the application is never
refundable. So why must I go back to the school?
For what?
For what? And tell them, oh, you can take my kid. I'm moving on with life.
Moving on.
So now there are duplicate of names everywhere, which is a headache for the ministry.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I never thought of that, but thank you for giving me that context. But then also on the subject of, you know, from, as you mentioned early on, from, you know, parents moving probably from one region to another as possible cause for the school placement chaos, the team at Future Media News reached out to Senate Sienkam, that is the ED of the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture, and she had this to say.
see a scenario where children in an existing school, for example, children who are in grade 9 and 10, wish to move away from that school to another school in another region or in the same region. This is really causing havoc and a lot of chaos. I wish to encourage parents who already have a placement for their children to please remain with the child at a particular school. We know that we live in a democratic country and that parents have a choice. But unnecessary strain is brought from the one school to another school, especially for children who already had placement. So what we do now, every school will do a head count and see if there are double enrollment of learners, and then parents will be informed accordingly. Any parent that still does not have a space for their children for grade 1, grade 8, 11 and 12 AS, need to visit the admission committee at the regional office. For all the other grades, parents must directly go to schools, and should they be informed that the school is full, kindly we ask them to respect that for the other grades, because most of the kids are already in school and parents just opt for a different school.
So the schools now need to do a head count, an actual physical process.
And that will take a lot of time.
Dude, can you imagine? And that's what I'm saying. The issue is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. We still have kids, or we will still have kids by the end of January, possibly well into February without school.
True.
Can you imagine? Like, school started last week, and there you are as a parent, sitting with this child now at home, just struggling to get school for them because of one or other reason, you know. Solutions, I mean, look, at the coast, Walvis Bay, I understand that churches and factories are creating spaces for classrooms. But apart from that, what could be a possible solution? You know, 083-000-1029. You can always add your voice to it. If you were the minister in charge of this ministry, what would you do?
I'd open Ramatex and put some kids in there.
It's a vision, a hiri Ramatex story work. We need to invest.
I mean, let's start there.
Let's start there, dude. How many halls are those? 4 or 5 halls?
Yeah.
Humongous space.
Yes.
Yo. But that's not just Windhoek now.
I mean, that's just Windhoek, yes. But I mean, still, it's we do see somewhere that Balfoursbaai is stepping up. Yeah, so in Windhoek, seeing that we have all these kids, I mean, the example that you made of Eshiphena, for example, so we have 600 kids that applied.
800.
I mean, 800 and then 200 get placed. So 600 are left, right?
Yeah, 600 are left. Yes. Oh my gosh, God.
I need to make sure. But anyway, so now we have 600 kids that didn't make it to Eshiphena alone. Mm. And we know that we don't have a lot of schools. So start with all this just open, vacant buildings spaces that are just standing around.
That belong to the municipality.
Exactly. Mm. We even have the government offices, for example, that have so much space because now they're the ones that have been abandoned because now people are building other office blocks, fancier ones. Mm-hmm. What about the old ones?
Even the Home Affairs one, right? The Home Affairs building also. Is it? Did it even belong to them, or were they renting? Just questions, right?
Questions.
7:33. Stick around. This is Fresh FM.
Shaquan and NSK on.